Hello, welcome back to ECE by Miss T. Today we're discussing nighttime routines. What are they? Why are they important? And how the heck to implement them? Would you like to struggle less to get your toddler to sleep at night? Would you enjoy having some one-on-one time with your partner or yourself? I don't judge. Is bedtime kicking your behind? I've got just the thing for you. Okay, seriously though. Even if you have a bedtime routine for your toddler and it isn't quite getting the job done, don't fret because this episode is for you too. So basically, a bedtime routine is a system that a parent or guardian puts into place to signal to the child that it's now time to settle down, unwinding into getting ready for overnight sleep. And when we discuss children this young, it's imperative that we remember that the world around them is still so new and so exciting. So the way things look, smell, taste, and feel go into their natural need to explore their environment. So when building a bedtime routine, it will behoove us to add these senses into their experience. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, I want to address why a bedtime routine is so important for toddlers. So have you ever had a long day? So you come home, you eat a good meal, maybe run a warm bath, light some candles, moisturize, and do all that stuff before you go to bed? I mean, I bet if you've done that, you probably were knocked out in like 0.5 seconds of hitting the pillow because that sounds super relaxing. But that's the power of a bedtime routine. We want to offer the children quality rest because their minds are absorbing so much language and making so many connections throughout the day. They're still growing, by the way. So, I mean, they need the rest. But according to WebMD's Parenting Resource Guide, toddlers need about 12 to 14 hours of sleep a day. It's also recommended that toddlers go to bed between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. at the latest. So they're growing, downloading all the info that they've gathered in one day. And need I mention, if they're in a quality daycare setting, they're going to be learning even more and exercising most of the muscles in their body through maximum effort movement in their play. So I don't know about you, but when I don't get quality sleep, I'm irritable, I'm groggy, and I'm searching for coffee. But for toddlers, lack of rest affects their brain development, their motor skills, and their ability to learn. So now let's talk about what components are needed to build a sturdy nighttime routine. First things first, we need to set the tone for the environment. Their room should be fairly dark with dim lighting. Possibly a small lamp on or a nightlight can stay on. We're going to maybe play some lullaby music. Something with or without words will do. It just needs to be at a low volume, so we want like a mellow kind of vibe that invites calming energy in. Then we're going to want some type of relaxing aroma. Maybe lavender essential oils in a diffuser. That's something that I personally use for nap time at my daycare for the kids. But if you don't have a diffuser, no worries, like that's okay. Maybe you can have like a lavender lotion that's baby safe and you can put on the bottom of their feet after bath time, or even put it on your hands because you're gonna be holding them maybe while you guys read a book together before bedtime, and they're gonna smell that, so it'll be nice. In my opinion, though, TVs and tablets should be powered down about an hour before bedtime routine begins. And I say an hour, and that's being generous. I believe it should be about 2 hours. I could be wrong. That's something I can look up and put in the show notes. But that's simply because the overactive pictures, lights, movements, and words in normal TV shows that are catered towards toddlers and little children, it can be a lot. It can be kind of overactive for their brain. And so, I mean, we could probably supplement that extra TV time with a couple of good books Or if we turn off the TV early and they get upset, maybe you can offer them two choices for like a new bath time toy that they could bring into the bathtub that night. And I say two choices because I'm referring back to our last episode on Terrible Twos when we talked about a two option limit. Anything over two options for toddlers might be a little overwhelming for them. So let's keep it simple for them so they could make a choice that they're comfortable with and they're confident with. But honestly, reading books is my personal favorite way to signal that it's time for quiet and calm after screen time. But whatever works for you guys. So even in the bathroom, that lighting in there can also be pretty dim just to further ensure that you're sending the message that it's nighttime and it's almost time to rest. We can also recap their day. And bath time, it's a really, really great time to bring in a little bit more conversation and rich language for your toddler. So you can kind of recap any fun activities they did that day, if they made any art or they brought any art home from school. Just make sure that it's an open-ended question that you ask them, just something that can't be answered with a simple yes or no, because we want them to have to think back on their day and different points of their day and like what they've done and who they played with or things that they saw or anything like that, because that's actually gonna end up strengthening their ability to recall information. And that's a great skill for them to develop at an early age. I know some families like to warm up milk at the end of the night for their child to drink before bed. All that does is just warm up the body, making them feel cozy. It's kind of like when we want to cozy up by the fire with some hot chocolate or something like that when it's cold out. Like, it's just that really warm, cozy home type of feeling. But if you're not into milk like that, then warm water would be great with a piece of like a cinnamon stick or a piece of an orange or a lemon slice, something that's going to taste good for them. That'll do the trick too. So you can see that I kind of hit on like those five senses. We talked about things that we can incorporate into their nighttime routine. We talked about tasting something warm, feeling things warm like a bath, hearing soothing music, seeing dim light. Those things are all tied into their main senses that they use to explore the world around them. They're taking in so much information about things, like I mentioned earlier in this episode. So why not include that into their nighttime routine? I feel like it's just a natural way to get them into that mode of rest. But I mean, as always, one way of doing things won't fit every child. So by all means, try to take bits and pieces from this to, create your own unique nighttime routine for your child. But the goal overall is to make sure the children are well rested, of course. And we do that because that aids in their development. So, guys, this is a very short episode, but I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Our third episode is very special to me because it's our first requested topic. So I'm very excited to record that and help someone out because they were really eager about hearing about this. So I can't wait for you guys to hear what it's about and everything. So I hope that this episode gave you guys some advice that you could use. And as always, until next time.